Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Thank you for staying with us. This is the DL Link Show on 101.9 Chai FM. The show where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. Of course, today's show is proudly sponsored by Sweethearts Made with Heart. And we had Colleen Turin in the studio just sharing her remarkable story of this business that she's building. And of course, on offer for the show today, we have a Sweethearts gift hamper valued at 500 Rand. And if you would like to get your hands on that delicious hamper, you just need to send us a WhatsApp. And the question is, really just to finish the line on the brand line. So it's Sweethearts Made With. Just finish the sentence. Sweethearts Made With. And you can WhatsApp us on 061-895-1019. WhatsApp us. And please also put your names on the WhatsApp. 061-895-1019. Sweethearts Made With. And who knows, maybe you'll be the one to walk away with this delicious hamper filled with wonderfully delicious things. Time to move on. Nicole Duff is our next guest. She's a physiotherapist with special interest in adults with neurological injuries. Today, we're going to be focusing on FND, functional neurological disorder. Nicole, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Wow, Nicole, I've never heard of functional neurological disorder. What is that exactly?
Yeah, Nikki, I don't think you're alone. I think even some healthcare professionals have never heard of it. And so it's a condition which has had many names over the years, and one that has sort of stuck around. We really try and tell it was called conversion disorder, and that has a bit of a bad rap because what it makes people think that you are kind of creating your own symptoms. But what functional neurological disorder is, it's a condition where neurology meets psychiatry. And what we have is a person that presents with a condition, and the symptoms can be, they have a huge array of symptoms. But what we have is there isn't what's called an organic cause. So there isn't something that's wrong with your blood tests or your brain scans or on epilepsy testing. So there's nothing that you can look at a scan or something concrete. Right, this is what's wrong. But you're still having all of these symptoms, and so in the past they were just saying, okay, well, nothing's wrong. So you have this disorder that you obviously, you know, somehow it's coming about, and there was this sort of insinuation, you know, underlying. But there's been so much research over the last decade where we fairly know that the analogy that they like to use is that it's not a hardware problem, it's a software problem. So when they explained to me, I was like, I don't know anything about computers. That means absolutely nothing. But basically what it means is that there's nothing wrong in brain, for example. There's nothing that's damaged or that you can see has an issue with it. But what it means is that the signal that's going from your brain to your body has somehow become a little convoluted or taking a little bit of a detour before it gets to the body, or for some reason isn't getting to the body at all in a specific realm. And that's quite hard for people to understand. It's a very, very misunderstood condition. And so with that, when people are suffering with FND, it's a really, really difficult journey for them. It's something where there's a huge stigma around it. A lot of healthcare professionals don't understand. And so sometimes when patients eventually make their way to, for example, myself or another healthcare professional who does understand FND, they've had a lot of things thrown at them, other diagnoses, or as I say, the words that have been used to them with insinuation. So that's a very long answer to your question, but it's a complex condition, and for people to try and understand it is also very complex. I've been working with it for the last 15 years, and I'm still learning so much about it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a very complex thing.
It is, and I appreciate the way you've answered it, and I think that possibly one way for people to understand it would be to look at the symptoms that they would get. But before we get there, because this really is interesting, because we absolutely, we only feel comfortable when we know an exact diagnosis, or we can see it on a scan, or we can read the bloods. And when it's blurred and it's somewhere in between, there's so much confusion, and people can question whether what they're experiencing is really what they're experiencing. It's the muddy waters, right? And people just don't get the clarity that they crave. So there could be many people who are listening right now, Nicole, who are perhaps experiencing symptoms. You know, they're beside themselves. They don't know what to do because they don't know what it is. So perhaps, and I know that it's not always easy to look at symptoms because symptoms cross over, but perhaps from your experience, what are the symptoms for FND?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what you're saying is right. You know, what we normally have when someone actually receives the diagnosis of it, we have one of two reactions. One where people are like, no, you need to give me an answer that was definitive. You know, I've been to so many doctors, I needed this definitive answer. But in more situations than not, people are actually relieved. They say, oh, so you believe me. You believe that all of these things are actually happening. Understand all of these things that are going on in my body. You don't think that I'm making it up. And they are so relieved. So that muddy water can somehow not quite become clear, but you're just thankful that someone is in that muddy water with you.
Mm-hmm.
So the symptoms are varied, but we have four main categories that's kind of been subdivided into. The first one is called functional cognitive disorder. And basically what that means is that, so the different sets that we've got are basically labeled according to main symptoms you're struggling with. So for example, functional cognitive disorder means that you're struggling the most with your thinking. It's difficult to get the words that you need when you're trying to say something. It's difficult. We can call it cog or fibrofog. You kind of have to like wade through. Sometimes people put it like cloud or cotton wool to get to the words that you need, or to get to the memories, or they're sometimes called dissociative amnesia, where sometimes it's sort of, oh, where was I the last little bit? You know, what happened just now? Because there's just something in your brain, and there's a long description for why. It's not this like hocus pocus, ooh, something just happened in your brain. There's science behind it. But it's the thinking that is a very difficult part around your FND. Then we have functional dissociative seizures. And then this is when people actually present as if they're having a seizure. The seizure is very different in what it looks like to an epileptic seizure. There's many different ways in which it's different. But for you, it has a seizure, very traumatic, and you know, can make you wonder if you have epilepsy. We then have functional movement disorder, and this is where people can go as far as presenting, for example, as a quadriplegic. They can't move their whole body, their neck upwards. They can maybe not use their hands, or they can present with certain other neurologic disorders. We have things like dystonia, which means that one part of your body get pulled in certain position at different times and sort of get stuck there, but then it will release and they'll be able to move. Functional tics fall under this, where we all know Tourette's syndrome. It's not as dramatic as that, but those physical body parts will repeat the movement over and over. they can not be able to walk, and they're very unusual walking patterns, which, you know, again, if someone's not used to FND, that people are completely confused how this person can be walking like this. And then the last one, for whatever reason, they decided to give it a ridiculous name, which is persistent short perceptual dizziness. And basically just means that you are constantly dizzy. And it's really awful. It's a really, really, I mean, it affects your life constantly. So those are the four sub-types. But then underneath that, there are so many other terms. Chronic pain, which doesn't mean that everyone who has chronic pain and fatigue now has FND. That's not what we're saying at all. It just means that having prolonged pain and fatigue with FND symptoms is common. They have severe bladder issues, either that the bladder is very overactive or that bladder is storing urine all the time and really struggling to actually urinate, which can be life-threatening. They can have visual issues where they can't tolerate light, which means often people can't work on computers. They can have double vision. This leg syndrome, which on its own is a neurological condition, but they then present with it without the neurology behind it, not being able to sleep or sleeping too much. They can have hearing loss, and then also have severe speech difficulties, being able to, like slurring, or again, not being able to talk at all. And then some patients actually can't even swallow. We have very severe cases where patients actually have to have a tube put down into their tummy called a nasogastric tube, just so that they can get food in. And they need to work very closely with a speech therapist who is able to assist us in that case with these swallowing difficulties. So the symptoms can change, you know, over time. You can, for example...
Nicole's disappeared. Hopefully Nicole will join us. Nicole, there we go. You're back. We were talking about all these different... Yeah. No, please continue.
My computer decided to have symptoms. But so the symptoms can change, maybe not week to week, but can change over a period of time. And people so then get worried, like, oh no, I've developed a symptom. What does that mean? Mm-hmm. So most of this is very, very anxiety provoking. And unless you have someone who can really walk alongside you, say to you, this is okay, this is what's happening, this is why we think this is changing, it's a time in your life which is very, very stressful. And as you said, like, and you don't have answers when you're staring at this muddy water on your own, maybe with family members who don't understand or family members who are judging you. Because if you have these problems that are outwardly visible, people will worry that you're having thinking issues or that you're dizzy all the time. They can't visualize that. And so, oh, really? All the tests said nothing wrong. So... are you sure you see double? Are you sure that you're really that tired that you have to sleep all day? Really? So sometimes, you know, they have very social support, and it really, it's one of the conditions where people feel very isolated at times. And as I said, there's a huge stigma attached to it from years and years and years of poor understanding and professionals who are still stuck in that old era. So patients with this condition require a huge amount of compassion.
Yeah, I mean, wow, you know, that's a broad range of symptoms. Absolutely, the crossover, it could be so many other things. You can understand the frustration and the difficulty. And yes, if you're not getting support from people because you can't see something is broken, right? And you've got all of these and that the symptoms are changing all the time. And what I find so interesting, Nicole, is that you started saying that it is where neurology meets psychiatry. So when you start treating FND, are you treating the symptoms? So would you treat the pain and then the dizziness and then all of those things? Or... And is that like a physical treatment of something, and it works with maybe going for psychotherapy, or is the solution just through psychotherapy? And what does that have to do with this disorder? Is it just like a problem in the nervous system? What's going on?
That's a really big question. And I think for people who are first going for therapy, or healthcare professionals seeing a patient diagnosed with MND the first time, it can also be something where you're thinking, you know, what should we go from? And so I think from a physiotherapist point of view, what I can say is, when first meeting patients, you need to meet them where they at. So you need to develop a relationship where there's one of trust, because this is one of the things we have said, there's a journey where people have been through a lot of trauma often before they get to you. So the treatment isn't often treating the symptoms, because the symptoms come from a much deeper place. However, if a person is deep traumatized, they are scared of what you're going to say, they're not yet trusting you, they're in a huge amount of pain, they are dizzy, they're struggling to concentrate on what you're saying, then you can't just dive into the treatment that you think is going to be like the best evidence-based treatment ever. I'm going to do this. This is my set routine. This is how we're going to manage. You have to meet the person where they're at. But treatment isn't generally involving the symptoms. So if indeed, as I've said, the cause is one where the brain and the body stop talking to each other. So the analogy that I like to use, which may be a bit simplistic, is that the brain and the body are like best friends, and they talk to each other and they engage each other in a really smooth pattern, and everything moves along nicely. Anything happens, you know, there's a whole phase that happens with functional neurological disorder. There's a phase normally over a lifetime or a long time where various things happen in your life. And I call it the perfect storm, because the same thing can happen to the same patient exactly, and one will develop FND and one won't.
Mm-hmm.
But for example, genetic predisposition, what other conditions you might have, things you might have seen in your life, things you've been exposed to, just all lead up to a moment when normally one specific thing happens, and at that point you then develop FND symptoms. And what we focus on is after that one point, that's where our treatment focuses. And so we know that from that point backwards, there was this, and with a very scientific term, I call it yuck. And so the brain and the body were talking to each other, and then something yuck happened. And then that made the brain and the body, made the besties, stop talking to each other. So the brain needs the body to guide it. Sorry, the body needs brain to guide it. And so it doesn't really know what to do when the brain isn't talking to it. And so our job is to try and get the brain and the body talking to each other again. That's where our job is. So if I'm only treating your dizziness or your headache, that's not going to help, because I'm only treating the result of the brain and the body not talking to each other. And so as you said, psychotherapy is a very important role. And team, generally, a lot of research shows that an interdisciplinary team approach for FND is best. Neurologist generally does the diagnosis, because he has to run the tests to see, all right, where are we at? Mm-hmm. But we also have a psychiatrist who can also make the diagnosis. And they have a look, right, do we have underlying anxiety, depression, trauma? Because these are factors. They are not the only factors, which is what's been believed in the past. but there are factors that contribute. And then we have physio, OT, speech therapy, and psychology. However, having all of that thrown at you at once, okay, now we've come up with a diagnosis. You need to go and see physio, OT, speech, psychiatry, psychology. Off you go. That's quite overwhelming. It's also very expensive. Yes. And so it's really up to the patient, once you've explained it to them, for them to decide where they would like to go first. And so, sorry.
No. I just because we're running out of time, unfortunately, Nicole. Yes. Is there, can you get better from FND? So I understand that it's complex, that there are lots of moving parts, that you've got this multidisciplinary team so that you cover all of those parts, and that it can be overwhelming to do it all at once. And so the patient would then go at their pace and you would obviously guide them. Very quickly, can you get better?
Yes, you can.
Wonderful.
You can't get cured. It's not a cure. It's something you have to manage for the rest of your life. Okay. But yes, you can be symptom-free 100%. We've had many patients who become symptom-free. There's certain things which can guide your prognosis, but absolutely. So, you know, that's when patients are very upset and they say, oh, I wanted like a diagnosis. And you say, no, this is good news. Mm-hmm. You know, this is promising. We're going to put in some lifestyle changes. And yes, we can get symptom-free. Even if you relapse over the years, but that's okay. We can get you there. There's always.
Sure. So, Nicole, I mean, I hadn't ever heard of functional neurological disorder. I'm sure that there's some people who have been listening and who can just relate to what you've been saying, looking at all of that wide range of the symptoms. And perhaps they're wanting to find out more. Last question, sorry, and we really have to end. Would the first port of call, would that be a neurologist? Would they go and see a neurologist first and foremost?
So there are very few neurologists who are acknowledgeable about FND. And so I would be able. So it's very difficult to say because not every neurologist knows about FND. But yes, contact the neurologist, find out if they're knowledgeable about FND. And if not, then I would be happy, happy to give them a guidance on where to go.
Okay, Nicole, thank you so much. Nicole Duff, physiotherapist with special interest in adults with neurological injuries, and here talking about functional neurological disorder. And I'm sure people can look you up, Nicole. Nicole Duff, thank you so much for joining us, Nicole. Really, really interesting.
Thanks,
it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much.